Okay, let's get started. Sorry for the delay. Okay, so today we're going to do the difference between Isser Melacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it's going to tie in again to what we were dealing with last week, which was the idea that there's like this big, you know, there is a big difference between where you connect the different elements of Shabbos. Right, how you you know, draw the bottom line. It's not only like a nice conceptual hashkafic question of, you know, where do we connect the nature of Shabbos to, but really there are very deep deep and significant afkaminos of what we see the nature of Shabbos being and the nature of the Isser Melacha being and how it relates to like the asay and the different you know isurim of Shabbos. Okay. We're going to look at that particularly through the lens of Isser Melacha on Yom Tov. Right? Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Melacha. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Melacha. Right? They're both Asur Melacha. And yet, we know that they're different. And we definitely know
also
that Shabbos and Yom Tov, in terms of conceptually, have right different goals and different natures. Right? Shabbos is Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis. Yom Tov is generally Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's, you know, has a certain very specific purpose to it. Each Yom Tov has its own goal, its own nature, its own specific toelas. So just, you know, the question is like, okay, well, what's the, you know, what's the, gonna be the nafkamina between these two very different days that both have Isser Melacha? And so if we look at the Pesukim, the Torah kind of gives us a curveball by saying, it's just like an important disclaimer. I heard like this idea from my father. My father has an article on it, so I can't take credit for any of the kishmakness of the ideas. They're all his, but I'll say them over and I'll take credit for at least the presentation, assuming that it's good. So the Torah starts off with saying these are the Moadim, right? These are, you know, the Gimel Regalim and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? That you will call a Mikra Kodesh, happening of holiness. These are my, you know, Moadim. Sheshes Yamin Tasa Malacha V'Yom Hashvi Shabbos Shabbaton Mikra Kodesh Kol Malacha Lo Tasu Shabbatu LaHashem Bechol Moshevoteichem. These are the Moadim Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is the Mikra Kodesh. You can't do any Malacha on Shabbos. Eile Moadim Hashem Mikra Kodesh Asher Tikru Otam Moadim. Chodesh Rishon Barba Asal Chodesh Ben Arba'im Pesach LaHashem V'Chulei. Right? And it goes through the concept of, you know, the different regalim and yom tov. Okay, so that's already just like a big curveball. Like, what's going on there? Okay, that's number one. Right, Shabbos isn't a moed. Shabbos is Shabbos. Number two is what's the difference between the different yom tovim and Shabbos? So the Gemara in Megillah says, right, in bein yom tov leShabbos ela ochel nefesh bilvad. Okay, what's the problem? The big problem is, that's not true, right? There's a big glaring difference between them, which is, right, not only is Ochel Nefesh Mutar on Yom Tov, but also, Amar Rava, Yish Chelek Malachos B'Shabbos, Vein Chelek Malachos B'Yom Tov. Okay? On Shabbos, if you're over on a Malacha, you do three Malachos, you're Chayiv three Chataos. Right? Assuming it was B'Shigias Malachos, if you do 39 Malachos, as we talked about, you'll be Chayiv 39 Chataos. Okay, on Yom Tov, you're not going to be chayiv any chataos, right? Because it's not a chiv kares. It's only a lav, and you'd only be chayiv once. So if you do 38 malachos on Yom Tov, you'll be chayiv one malchus if it was b'mezid, and you'll be chayiv, you know, you'll be chayiv none, obviously, if you did a b'shul gig. But there's no chiluk malachos by Yom Tov, right? The Menchatzin says like, oh, maybe you could even be mitzdarif the different shiurim. You know, definitely by Yom Tov, right? He won't say, oh, like, you know, it's all one big Isser, don't do Malacha. So you could even be Mitzdarif then, maybe. Okay, so Shabbos has Chiluk Malachos. We treat each Av Malacha as being a different, independent Isser. Well, that's not true by Yantif. And again, there's another difference, which is Beis Shammai says there's this din of that if you're, you know, in Motzi and Loas, Akatam Loas Alulav, you can't do Hotzah on Yantif unless it's, you know, for Ochel Nefesh and Beis Hillel are Matir. Why? So Gemara says that Beis Hillel holds this idea of Mitoch. And Mitoch Shotzah Litzorech, Hotzhanami Shalol Litzorech. The E Beis Hillel, Ha'amri, Mitoch Shotzah Litzorech, Hotzhanami Shalol Litzorech. Basically, Beis Hillel has this idea that just because you could do it for Ochel Nefesh, you can actually do it for non-Ochel Nefesh reasons as well. Okay? So, Tosos there actually said, so one second. So what's going on? So, first of all, what's the nature of this Heter Ochel Nefesh? Okay? Why is it that you could do, you know, you can do Ochel Nefesh, that you can cook? Let's say on Yantif. Okay. What are your two basic options? Not a rhetorical question. Actually, you know, asking. Unmute you guys. Unmute Maryland. Oh, I can't unmute you? Can I force you to unmute? I thought I had that.
Repeat your question.
Yeah. Right. You have Heter Ochel Nefesh, right? Lord says on the, you know, on Yantif, you can cook food. Why can you cook food? What's the like the nature, the relationship between the Heter Ochel Nefesh and Esr Malacha? Yeah.
I guess either because like Simchat Yom Tov is so important, you're able to override the you know the Esr Malacha, or because it's not really considered a serious Malacha in the first place.
Fantastic, right? Either one option is to say that really. Malacha is, you know, Malacha is Aser. Cooking just as Aser as anything else. We want you to be able to cook because we think that would be phenomenal and you'll have Simchas Yantif. And therefore, you know, the Lord said, on Yantif, I want you to be able to cook. So even though I told you not to do Malacha, these Malachas are allowed to do these purposes. Right? It's sort of like, I mean, you know, it's like a Dulia option. Right? Who has this? The Shagzari actually has a very interesting goal. He's trying to figure out whether it's mutter to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Oh, you guys are thinking like, wow, Rosh Hashanah's coming up. And normally, like, you know, we nice meals, but like, well, you know, I just like, I need to do Shiva, and I say I'm going to fast on Rosh Hashanah. You guys don't think, you know, that was, I did the like, so much. Not fast on Rosh Hashanah. I agree. Right? So the Shagzari is mutter to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Interesting question. You know, it's like, you know, why don't we fast? On the other hand, you know, it's Yantif, so maybe you're high in Yantif. So he proves from that that there's a Heter Ochel Nefesh on Rosh Hashanah, that there must be a mitzvah that's Yantif, right? The mitzvah that's Yantif is what creates Heter Ochel Nefesh, and therefore, you can do malacha of Ochel Nefesh on Rosh Hashanah because it must be that there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and therefore, it must be a sort of fast, right? You're chayav to eat. In order to be a kind of mitzvah, yantif, we let you do Ochel Nefesh that overrides the Esr Malacha, basically. Therefore, you must be not allowed to fast, okay? The alternative is to say that there's no Esr Malacha in the first place. Right? You're not chayav. There's no Esr on the Malachos of Ochel Nefesh, right? In some way, Ochel Nefesh is not the same, let's say, as other malachos, or the need, more accurately, the nature of Esr Malacha on Yantif does include Esr Ochel Nefesh. Okay? Meaning, it's not that you can't do malachos and then allowing you to do Ochel Nefesh. It's that, okay, don't do malachos but not Ochel Nefesh. Okay? So, one potential proof to this question is the way you interpret the idea of mitoch. Right. If somebody has an argument about mitoch, you say mitoch shehutra l'torah, hutra na mishol l'torah. If you hold, like, Beis Shammai, that we say, no, only if you're doing l'torah ochel nefesh, so then what do you say? Right. How is that going to align? Beis Shammai says you can only do ochel nefesh if you're actually preparing food. And who's that fit? What side does that fit with?
Do It's hard for us to understand you. We're getting really bad data reception.
Oh, okay. Should I like speak slower maybe? Not sure, like I can type it. You have Beis Shammai, right? Beis Shammai says there's no din of mitoch. So if you have, you want to cook something, but not food, let's say you want to cook metal and you want to melt it and smelt it, right? It's still going to be, it's going to be usser because you're not doing it for food purposes. Yeah.
So according to Beis Shammai, I guess it would be like tefuyah because it's only if it's specifically for food that it overrides, the simcha yom tov actually overrides the Shabbos or melacha or whatever.
Exactly, right? Beis Shammai says, only if you're actually cooking. So we'll say, okay, clearly, Beis Shammai sees it as a form of dechuya, right? For simchas yantif, for achila, you're allowed to do melacha on yantif, right? Specific melachos, and that only applies when it's actually for food, right? Beis Hillel say, oh, since you could do, let's say, bishel or hotzah, for ochel nefesh, you could do it across the board. Sounds like there just never been nasar in the first place, right? However, right, what complicates this a little bit, it's good, because, you know, you don't have to be too simple. Tosfo says, actually, it's not true, right? Even Beis Hillel think you need some sort of tzorech, right? He says, Hovil v'ika tzorech miktsas, she tzorech yom tov, aval shalolo tzorech yom tov, klal vaday da asur min haTorah, right? You definitely need it to be tzorech yantif, even according to Beis Hillel, say Tosfos, right? Only if it's l'tzorech yantif, just not achila, then it's okay, right? So basically, Tosfos is modifying it and saying, even Beis Hillel require it to be l'tzorech hayom, it just doesn't actually have to be achila, right? Since these malachos were nitar so that you could do achila, you could do them l'tzorech yantif. Okay, so that actually puts us in a gray area. On the one hand, we're applying it not only for achila. On the other hand, we're saying that it needs to be l'tzorech yantif for not just not including these malachos in the Isra malach. Rashi, on the other hand, says, yeah, you don't need any reason. Beis Hillel think that it's totally, totally mutter, right? Which sounds like there's just no Isra of the malachos ochel nefesh on yantif. How can that be? Why should that be? So the one option, right, one way to look at it, if we go back to the psukim, is to be medayik from the lashon of the Isra Malacha. B'yom rishon mikra kodesh yelachem kol meleches avoda lo tasu. Right, you can't do any meleches avoda. V'hikravtim mishel Hashem shevat yamim b'yom hashim mikra kodesh kol meleches avoda lo tasu. Okay, so Rashi says that what? Rashi says something fascinating, that we'd have a Hava Amina, that you could do anything you could do on Chol HaMoed, right? Kagon Davar HaAved, right? That's in case you'd be losing money, so you could do Malacha on Yantif. And the Chiddush is, anything that's Avoda is Aser, right? Afilu Malachos, HaChashuvos Lechem Avoda V'tzorech, or even Malacha, that's Avoda, that's like important work, is still Aser. Right, you might have thought the Havamina is fascinating. Right, you might have thought that you could do anything on Yantif as long as, you know, there's some sort of need to do it. You'd be losing money if you don't, or it's sort of like, you know, like pressing for you to do it. Kamash Malan says Rashi, the Torah says, don't do malacha even if it's an important avoda. Okay? So the maskana is that you can't. The Havamina that we would limit malacha to the things that are also on Chol HaMoed is very telling. Right, what does that tell us? Basically says the nature of the Isra Malacha, at least in the Hava Amina, is things which, you know, get in the way of you feeling the enjoyment of Yantif. But ultimately, we would have thought that anything that contributes to your enjoyment of the day, right, such as like avoiding losing money, would actually be mutter. So Rashi, you know, so the Torah says, no, any Malacha, even Malacha Savoda, is Asur. The Ramban has a different reading of the pasuk, which is really like kol melachas avoda afilu hamalachos hachashuvos chamavod. Right, that's Rashi. Ve'enenu nachon klal ki matam sheyomar akasav lo tasa melachas davra aved v'yavo shar hamalachos mikav v'chomer imkein roy sheyomar af v'shabbos kein. Right, so why don't we say that by Shabbos too? Aval perush melachas avodah kol melacha she'in etzorach ochel nefesh. The Torah says, don't do malachos that are avodah and not malachas ochel nefesh. U'malachas shiba ochel nefesh, he'malachas hana'a v'lo malachas avodah. Okay? So the Ramban says, right, there are two separate types of malacha. Okay? On the one hand, you have malachas avodah. Right? That's, you know, labor malacha. And then on the other hand, malacha. On the other hand, you have malachas hana, right? This stuff is going to be mutter on yantif, says the Ramban, because the Torah only said, right, on this, you know, yantif over here. Same Shabbos over here. So the Ramban says that malachas avoda is aser, malachas hana is perfectly mutter. Right? Torah never said that you can't do malachas hana. It only said you can't do malachas avoda. Right? So, but what's interesting also, right? On Shabbos, what's the iser? On Shabbos, the iser is kol malacha. Right? Kol malacha. So everything is us. Okay. Why is that going to be? All right. So what we're seeing, if we said also ain bain, right? So this is a little bit tricky because we said ain bain is, the only difference is you have hetero ochel nefesh on Shabbos. Ain bain, right, is ochel nefesh. But then we also pointed out that there is chiluk malachos, right? Each malacha is considered separate on Shabbos. And we also saw that we have mitoch when it comes to yantif, right? Mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech, but not legabe, not legabe Shabbos. Okay? So if we think that the only difference is ochel nefesh, then that's not really true, because A, there are multiple differences, and B, right, is on Shabbos, right, we've said that there's kol malacha is aser, and then yantif, only malacha avodah is aser. Right, so actually interesting, the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos says that the difference is, why does the Mishnah say ein bein? The answer is that's ofi beis shamai. According to Beis Shammai, there's really in Bein Shabbos Le'antif Hela Ochel Nefesh, because Ochel Nefesh is Dechuya, so fundamentally the Esrim Malacha is the same. And the Mishnah is according to Beis Shammai, but Ne'achamim, according to Beis Hillel, there are lots of differences. Okay? The Netziv says, because the Mishnah is only dealing with Ochel Nefesh, with like food-related things. But Ne'achamim, there's a whole list. Right? But what's another way to look at it? When I say in bein Shabbos le'yantif hela ochel nefesh bilvad, yeah, Yair.
It could be that ochel nefesh is the nachamid of some more fundamental difference between yantif and Shabbos that includes other things.
Exactly. And what? What is that fundamental difference? Just that so far, in terms of like the sukkim, let's say.
Simchat yantif seems to play a big role in that.
Okay, so one, say if you say simchat yantif, so you're saying dechuya. But then I would argue that in bein Shabbos le'yantif hela simcha el ochel nefesh bilvad, that the dechuya of ochel nefesh. Okay, you could say that, right? It's the dechuya is coming and making it this way, but really there's no difference. Or, right? But what about these guys? What about chiluk malachos and mitoch?
You could also say maybe that that the Isra Malachot is somehow transplanted from Shabbos to Yantiv. And that it's not so fundamental to the concept of Yantiv.
Right, very good, right? The alternative is to say, it's not that Ochel Nefesh, oh, the heter of Simchas Yontif comes and knocks out Ochel Nefesh, but actually, Chilek Melachos Mitoch and Ochel Nefesh are all part of this difference, right? Fundamentally, there are two components of Isra Melacha. Right? There's the idea of Melachas Hana, which is things that are Gishmak, right, but are still Melacha, and there are things which are Melachas Avoda, which are, they're Melacha and they're, you know, they're pain, right? They're labor intensive. Okay. What we said by Yontif is you can't do Malachas Avoda. By Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Kol Malacha. By Yontif, the Isser isn't the Malacha necessarily, right? The Isser is Avoda as opposed to Malachas Hana or Malachas Ochel Nefesh. So the Mishnah, when it says, Amen Shabbos Yontif Elda Ochel Nefesh Bovad, is actually saying, right, there's a deep front, the difference, you know, of which everything else is a nafgamina, is that Shabbos is, there's an Isser Melacha, and on Yontif, there's an Isser Melachas Avoda. Right? On Yontif, Ochel Nefesh is fine, Melachas Hana is fine, right? It's only a problem of Melachas Avoda. So therefore, Ochel Nefesh says, okay, what's that have to do with Chiluk Melachos and Chiluk Melachos? That explains Mitoch, right? Because Mitoch says that all Melachos Hana are actually Mutter. But how does that explain Chiluk Melachos? Right? So if it's Ochel Nefesh and Mitoch, right, we could have explained Ochel Nefesh with Dechuya, but that doesn't explain Mitoch. We've explained Mitoch, right, by saying that Yontif is Aser B'Melachos Avoda, but not Melachos Hana, as opposed to Shabbos, right? So that explains both Ochel Nefesh and Mitoch. Right, so therefore you have mitoch. Therefore you have heter ochel nefesh. It's ochel nefesh and mitoch, but doesn't explain, right, chiluk malachos. Right, why is it that by Shabbos we say each malacha is independently its own iser? Right, you do three different malachos, you're going to be chayiv three different korbanos. We treat them each as individually surim and mechayiv echatas, even though they're all part of Otasko Malacha, one lav. But by Yontif, we treat them all as being part of the different, you know, pratim of one Eser. You're not allowed to do Malacha, right? There are different ways to do a Malacha. Just like if I did Boder three different ways, I wouldn't say, oh, you did three different things. Right? You just did the same Malacha multiple times. Yeah. All right.
What about the Hegish to Mishkan?
Okay.
So Shabbat is connected to the Mishkan, and we derive the Malacha from the Malacha of the Mishkan. Yom Tov, there's no connection between that and Mishkan, and therefore it's a general klal of Isser Malacha or Isser Malacha Levoda, but the nitty-gritty of each one you're being chayav for doesn't apply in the same way, because we're not emulating the actions of the Mishkan in the same way.
Okay, good. So that's a good, I would say it's good, but more as a siman than a siba. Right? You're saying, I think, is absolutely correct, but why is that true? Right? I mean, you're pointing out something very good, right? That ultimately, when it comes to Shabbos, we see, you know, there's like these specific, oh, we have built off of these things. But Yom Tov, we just say, oh, let's have, you know, Melachas Avoda. Right? By Shabbos, we build up this, you're saying, oh, it's connected to the Mishkan, right? But why is it that Shabbos is connected to the Mishkan and not Yom Tov?
Because of creation.
Okay, say more.
He mentioned it earlier, but there's a lot of similarities between the creation of the world and creation of the Mishkan, and creation of the world is more closely tied with Shabbat than it is with Yom Tov.
Okay, good.
Keep going.
pointing out the simanim, but not explaining why that needs to be. Right. Right, but if you're saying, oh, there's a connection, why is it that creates... That's a chiluk malachos. Why is it that creates a difference that Shabbos is going to be aser b'malachas avoda and b'malachas hana? You're totally right. But like, why? And it's very bad, very unbrisker of me. I apologize, by the way. Yeah.
I mean, maybe what you're looking for is that on Shabbos, the aser is on different categories of creative acts. So each creative act is aser, and there's a chiluk malachos. But on Shabbos, not on Shabbos, on Yontif, we're looking at Tircha, you're doing work, so just there's no distinction between Malacha, it's just if you put in excessive labor, then you're violating Isra Malacha.
Okay, good. Or better. Not everything, but very good. You're saying like this. You're saying yontif, right? What I really am asering is the avoda, the idea that, you know, we want menucha, right? By yontif, we need, so yontif is about, say, menucha. So menucha requires us not to do avoda, right? So, okay, great. You need menucha. So that's a general umbrella that's going to say, don't do things. As opposed to Shabbos, where the Isser is on the creative action itself. Why would the Isser be directly on the creative action, though? Right. We said earlier. This is already a nafkamina of the idea. Right. Oh, you know, is Isser Malacha connected to the idea of Menucha or the idea of you know, of there being like, you know, Kivo Shabbos Mikol Malachto. Right. So here we're saying, oh, maybe by Yontif the emphasis is on the Menucha, right? But by Shabbos it's.
I mean, like Ma'aseh Bereishit, then it makes sense we shouldn't do all these types of creative work.
Right, and every time you do, if you do these creative works, right, they inherently, right, or undermine Shabbos. Right? If I tell you that Yom Tov is about getting Menucha, or Shabbos is about getting Menucha, then all these things are ways in which you can get to Menucha.
The rejection of God as creator.
What?
Each one is a rejection of God as creator. And God.
The creative actions, right? If I say, Kivo Shabbos Mikol Malachto, and you need to emulate God in resting from creative action, then anytime you do a creative action that fundamentally is mitnaged to Shabbos, it undermines. Right, the point of Shabbos being Eidus L'Maaseh B'Reishis. So here, when it comes to Malchus Hanah, if it's still Malacha, right, then it's going to be Aser, not because, oh, you know, you need necessarily Menucha, right, but it's going to be Aser even if I don't, if it's not a problem for Menucha, because it fundamentally contradicts the Eidus L'Maaseh B'Reishis, which is true, right? Then each individual one is going to be a problem, right? Each action that you do that's a Malacha undermines the Zeichel Ma'aseh B'Reishis. Shabbos is keep right is Veichel Tov Veikadesh Tov Kivo Shabbos Mikol Malachto Asher Bara Elokim Ma'asot. Right, Lo Taseh Kol Melacha. Right, because each and every action of Malacha would undermine that. So then I can tell you, oh, even Malachos Hana are going to be Aser, right? Because of Zeichel Ma'aseh B'Reishis, right? Kivo Shabbos, right? As opposed to Malachos Avodah, which is going to be Aser, you know, even if it has nothing to do with the fundamental clash between Kivo Shabbos and, you know, and the day, because it will be Chayiv also because of Menucha, right? An extreme version of this would say, oh, I want Yontif, I want you to be available to be thinking about Torah and to be thinking about Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim and to be thinking about, you know, on Pesach to think about Yitzias Mitzrayim and on Sukkot to think about our time in the Midbar and on Shavuos to think about Matan Torah, right? So, says Rashi, I'd have a Havamina that I only care about you having like a day of vacation to sit and think and appreciate it, right? So I don't want you to go to work. Which is exactly what's Asar and Cholamoy, right? You can't go and work and do Avodas Tircha, but anything that's Avodas Hana, or anything that is there to help you, right, is something that you think is important, and otherwise you're not going to be able to enjoy the day, is Mutter, right? If you're going to lose money, it's Mutter on Cholamoy, because we want you to have a good day and be Panoi, to have your mind clear to think about and appreciate about the Chag. So Rashi says, oh, to have a Havamina that's true by Yatef, Kamash Malan, that every Malachas Avodah is going to be Aser. The Ramban takes it from the opposite direction, but ultimately gets to the same point, which is Malachas Avodah is Aser because it needs a Yom Menucha and a Yom Kadosh. Okay? We're going to get into the Kadosh in a moment. Right? How do you build a Yom Kadosh, though? And the answer is, what's the first day of the Mikrai Kodesh? What's the Av Tipus? Right? What's the paradigm of a Yom Kadosh?
Everyone
wants
Shabbos. Right? Exactly. Right. So, of Mikrai Kodesh. If I want to create a Yom Kadosh, right, I'm also going to try to emulate Shabbos. So not only is Tircha going to be Aser, right, but any Avodah is going to be Aser. It's a Yom Menucha, and it's a Yom Kedusha. But what's fascinating, when it comes to Shabbos, right, Shabbos is a Yom Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. The Isra Malacha is fundamental to Shabbos. On Yontif, the Isra Malacha is there for the purposes of emulating the Tchila L'Mikrai Kodesh, right, which is why Shabbos starts off the Parshas HaMoedim. Right, Tchila L'Mikrai Kodesh is Shabbos, and therefore we're emulating Shabbos, and it's a Yom Menucha and Yom Kedusha. So therefore, Avmalachas Avodah is going to be Aser. But if the whole point is that I want to create a certain result of a Yom Kadosh, then Malachos Hana, which will help me appreciate Simchas Yomtev, aren't going to be Nasar, because the whole point is to create a day with very specific properties, or more importantly, with very specific end results, right? Yomtev has to be a day of Simcha and a day of Kedusha. So if the Malachos Hana'a contribute to that, right, if Heter Ochel Nefesh helps you enjoy and appreciate and celebrate Yontif better, then what? Then of course, right, it's going to be Mutter. But not of course, right? Meaning, objectively, it makes sense for them to be Mutter, as opposed to on Shabbos, where it's not that we have Isra Malacha just to create Menucha, right? We have an Isra Malacha because it's fundamentally opposed to the Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Okay, right? Yeah, okay, just just to bring us back to the question of the assay. Oh yeah, sorry, what's up?
Can we say that Shabbat is also rooted in Yitzhak Mitzrayim? I mean, we know it is, but could we also link the Isra Malacha to that?
Oh, okay, exactly. So right, the idea, or let's say, Zech L'Tzias Mitzrayim, or the idea of like the Tchila Mikrai Kodesh is totally, yes, is 100% correct, right? If we look, Mikra Kodesh Kol Malacha Lo Tasu. So if you look at the Pasuk, what word does it use? Right? It says, Dubi Yom HaShvi'i Shabbaton. Okay? What did we say? What was the makor that the Rambam used for the Aseh of Shabbos? Right, so the Rambam used Tishbos, but the Ramban Dafka used Shabbaton, right? Oh, you're about to say that. Sorry. Very good. Right? So Tosu said, the Ramban said, Shabbat, the Aseh of Shabbos is Shabbaton. Why? Right, what was our conclusion of the Ramban's global shita? Right, following the colors, you know, we decided what? That the Ramban thinks that the assay is to come and say that Shabbos is a Yom Menucha Kedusha, right? That ultimately, in addition to the fact that there's this Isra Malacha, which is fundamentally, right, an Eidos to Maaseh Bereishis, there's also the general concept that there's an assay of creating a Yom Shabbaton and a Yom of Kedusha and Shvisa, right? So Shabbos, according to the Ramban, has both these elements. On the one hand, right, there's the Melechas Avoda, the general Isra Malacha, right? Lo Taseh Kol Malacha. But there's also a din of making Shabbos into Yom Kadosh and the Yom Menucha. In which case Shabbos, right, you have two separate parallel Yisurim going on, essentially. Right? Both, it's Asur Du Malacha because, right, that's contrary to the nature of the Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos is Kivo Shabbos Mikol Malachto, and therefore you can't do Malacha. But in parallel, Shabbos is also the day of, you know, of Menucha and Kedusha, which we invest with Menucha and Kedusha by being Shoves from Malacha. Right? So the Ramban says that the love of Shabbos says you can't do any malacha, right? And the assay focuses on the positive creation of Yom Menucha and Kedusha, right? In which case, Shabbos is both Shabbos and the Yontif on top of it, basically, right? Now, the sort of fun result is that Shabbos is also the Tchila L'Mikrai Kodesh, because it's also a yantif, basically. Okay. Now if you look at the Rambam, it's the Rambam when he's discussing the mitzvahs of yantif. In here, or when he's talking about Shabbos, he says Rashviso b'shvi'i mimalacha mitzvahs asay. Ubayom Hashvi'i Tishbos, right? Tishbos, not Shabbaton. V'chol ha'osa b'malacha bitel mitzvah saseh, v'avar alo taseh. Okay, if you do malacha, you're mevatel the mitzvah saseh. Why? Because ultimately the mitzvah saseh is to continue being shoveis from malacha. But ultimately the nature of Shabbos, says the Rambam, is it's a day where there's an esr malacha, right? Because it's edus l'man sabereshis. On the other hand, right, just like to emphasize the extreme, but say by Chol HaMoed, the Ritva says Tam Isra Malacha b'Chol HaMoed is Mishum Tircha Shelo L'Mayit B'Simchas HaRegel. Right, we want you to have Simchas HaRegel, so therefore you can't go and do have it be a regular day where you do all your regular Malacha. The Fika Chetiru Chachamim Koshu Tzorach HaMoed. Anything that's necessary for the Moed or a Davar HaAved Shelo Yehei Doeg Al Aved Dasa V'Nimna M'Simchas Yom Tov. Right. Chol HaMoed is entirely goal-based. We want you to have a good day, right? You want to have a good, pleasant day where you don't just, it's not a regular day of Chol, where you go and work. Instead, it's a day of Kedusha and of, appreciating the Moed, but it's Chol HaMoed, so the entire point is for you to have Simchas HaRegel. Right? Ultimately, it's not even as much about Kedusha, it's about Simchas HaRegel. We want you to be Sameach, and therefore, it's all about the end goal. V'chein etiru, schar pu'ula she'ein lo ma'achal. On the other hand, right, by Yantif, says the Rambam, as opposed to what he said by Shabbos, where the Asay, if you're not Shoves, you're Mevat al the Asay, says, Kol HaShoves Mimalachas Avoda, Harei Kiyem Mitzvos Asay. On Yantif, it's not an Isser, it's not that, oh, you were Machalel Shabbos, right, you were Mikayem Yantif, right, Shenemar Shabbaton, right, by Shabbos, he talks about Tishbos, you have to rest. On Yantiv, he says, Shabbaton, you need to make it into a Yom of Shvisa, right? A Yom of Shabbaton. V'chol ha'oseh be'echad mehem malacha she'ino tzorech achila ki'yon shebana o'hara so arag v'kayoseh be'ilu where he bitel asay v'avar lo tasay. And then he says, oh, and if you did any of the malachos, you'd have been v'atel asay and over on a los asay v'chul. Okay. I'm not going to go through the rest of these because we're out of time and I don't think it's totally necessary. But just to put it all together, right? What we saw is what? We were talking earlier about the idea that you have Chiyuv, you have Shabbos, and you have these different components of Shabbos, right? And we saw that they're very connected to each other, and it's, very complicated. And we tried to start picking out what, each component relates to. And we're seeing here is that the fact that we saw that Shabbos has these two components, right? It's a Yom Menucha, and it's also a Yom Zeichel Lamas Bereishis, Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim of Os Bris and Zeichel Eidos Lamas Bereishis, which say, Isser Malacha, also impact the Dinim differently. So when you have Yantif, which is not Zeichel Lamas Bereishis, but rather only for the Toelas of Mikra Kodesh, to make Yantif, Yom Kadosh, for purposes of, right, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, or Zechel Midbar v'chule, what happens is that Yantif has Isra Malacha only from the perspective of the end game of creating a Mikra Kodesh, from the end game of creating a Yom Menucha, and therefore, it doesn't have Chiluk Malachos, it has Heter Ochel Nefesh, and we say, Mitoch Shehotra L'Tzorach, Chotra Namah Shehotra L'Tzorach, because there's no fundamental Isra in the Malacha. Right? The malacha isn't mechalel yantif, right? You're simply not going to have yantif be a mikra kodesh if you do malacha, okay? As opposed to Shabbos, where there's both the side of menucha, but also the side of it being isra malacha fundamentally opposing the nature of the day. Yeah.
Can we say anything from how both Shabbat and Pesach are zecher l'Yetzias Mitzrayim?
You can, in general, right? You have this, in general, Shabbos is always presented as Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, except, in connection to the Mishkan, where suddenly it's, Zecher, and in the Devarim where it's Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. I mean, the Pesach is Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. Sukkot is also Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. All of the Moedim are right in Kiddush, well, except like maybe Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In Kiddush, we say, right, Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. They all come back to that. We're trying to either remember and reinforce our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? While Shabbos has this added component, this objective component of Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, which seems to be the main component, that, right, Kivo Shabbos M'kol Malachto, and therefore we are Shoveis M'Malacha. Shabbos is the day where Hashem was Shoveis M'Malacha. We are Shoveis M'Malacha for that same reason. And doing Malacha is Mechalel Shabbos. As opposed to, let's say Pesach, you're not allowed to do Malacha because it's a Mikra Kodesh. You need to be Mekadesh it, right? Who makes, you know, Yantiv Kodesh? We do. That's also the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh and stuff like that. Right? We are Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, as opposed to Shabbos, is Mekadesh HaShabbat. Hashem is Mekadesh Shabbos. We are Mekadesh the Zmanim and the Moadim. Right? So, on the other hand, right, there is a component, in even in Shabbos, where we make Shabbos Kodesh, right? Like Andy was commented on the side of the Google Doc, right? On the one hand, Shabbos is Kodesh in advance, but also by us keeping Shabbos, we add a special layer of Kedusha. So exactly what I'm trying to show is that there are these two components in, you know, in Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is both, oh, everything's all malachas asur, kol malacha, but it's also tchila lemikra kodesh. It's also Shabbos ikri moed. There's like a Gemara says it. There's the Medrash Halacha. That Shabbos ikri moed. Shabbos is also called the moed. And that's exactly what we're saying, that there's a component of like the Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Moadim, the we make Shabbos Kodesh as well, right, connected to Menucha, Kedusha. I would also say like it's an Oneg Shabbos. All those are coming from that added component where on the one hand, Malacha is objectively Mechalel Shabbos, but also, Malacha, you know, which is, you know, not going to apply to the Kol Malacha to Yantif. Still, there's the added idea of Menucha and Kedusha, which will allow us to have Ochel Nefesh, and we don't have Chiluk Malachos, and we do have Mitoch by Yantif. So you're right that the component is there by Shabbos of Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? But that's, you know, that would leave us with Yantif. On Shabbos, it's also primarily because there's an objective clash between Malacha and the Kedusha of Shabbos. Okay. Next,